Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's a Jason Stark story on The Athletic that's got us talking today, and it's all about baseball executives talking about teams without attribution, anonymously, so they can be a little bit more honest about what they're seeing from teams around the league. Topic of the Tigers comes up, and Jason Stark writes, Fangraphs gave them only a 27% shot of winning the division going into this season. He writes, their 11.5-game lead entering July wasn't just the biggest in Major League Baseball. It was the largest in the 125-season history of their franchise. They are the best base-running team in their league. They're tied for second in the sport in starting pitching ERA, and they're a top-10 defensive team in the sport. One rival AL executive, when describing the Tigers, said, best pitcher in baseball, impact manager, lots of guys exceeding expectations, like Gleyber and Mize. So, is Casey Mize really exceeding expectations, or is Casey Mize just finally freaking healthy?
Well, it may be. I think both can be right. Yeah. I mean, this is by far the best he's pitched in his career, and I think a lot of people did kind of write him off. Is being one of these lost guys. He was always getting hurt, and you know, he was struggling finding the plate, whatever they want to say. But he's put it together, knock on wood here, because he looks great. He looks a little intimidating on the mound right now. I think he benefits from having Tarek Skubal on this roster. I think you can learn from Tarek Skubal a lot and having that same kind of demeanor. And Tarek Skubal's a bulldog out there too. But this guy was drafted first overall. He had very high expectations and hasn't lived up to them. This year, it's starting to come together.
See, I guess I look at it, and here's a guy, I always think of the player's prime of their career, 27, 28, 29, 30. Like, this is when you're going to get the best of what they are. And this is the healthiest, this is the first healthy season he's had in his prime. And where he was drafted, I don't think of him as exceeding expectations as much as finally kind of living up to the expectation. And, you know, I guess this is a semantics battle, and it doesn't really matter. Gleyber Torres. Is Gleyber Torres exceeding expectations?
No, I think he's living up to the expectations. I think he's an all-star caliber second baseman. When the Tigers picked him up, I'm like, it's a good signing. I like this. This is good. And he's done nothing but solidify that thought process.
Yeah, his OPS, he's had 800 OPS before. You know, he had a 38 home run season. This year he had 9. He's had higher batting average. Maybe he hasn't. Oh, yeah, he's had a higher batting average in his career. I don't think he's
exactly what I thought he was.
Yeah.
Good, solid, all-star quality baseball player.
Is Zach McKinstry exceeding expectations?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, in fact, I mean, we heaped a lot of praise on Zach McKinstry in the first hour.
Yes, we did.
And deservedly so. And if you watched the game last night, boy, they were crazy with it last night. And yeah, there's a reason why. What he's doing this year is completely out of the blue in terms of what he's done in his major league career. Well above anything he's ever done in his major league career. So the question I have about this, is this sustainable? Is this who he is? Is this a guy who's going to be an 800 OPS player? Doesn't matter where you play. He's just happy to play out in the field, and he's literally played 8 of the 9 positions in his career. You pointed out he's hit 1 through 9 in the lineup everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, the living description of what versatility is. Is that who he is? Because if it is, it's an amazing find and a great job. And how did you find that? What did you see? Go back and look what he did at AAA, and he was a fantastic player in less than 150 games at AAA. But what he did at AAA in other organizations was really, really good.
I think Wenzel Perez might be exceeding expectations.
He's calmed down a little bit.
Yeah.
I think he is what he is. I don't know if he's going to be a starting outfielder in major leagues, at least for the Tigers. I don't know if I see him being a long-term, hey, going to play 140 games plus in the outfield. but maybe he does for another team. But he's got, because he's a switch hitter, he's clearly has that versatility.
What about Dylan Dingler?
I like Dingler. I always have. When they drafted him, I thought, okay, let's look at what he does. He looks solid at the plate. He hits line drives. He can do damage when he does make contact. And he's a pretty good catcher. Got a good arm. So I'm fine with Dylan Dingler. But is he long-term solution? I don't know. They really like Tyron Lorenzo. Yeah. Josue Briseño is going to catch as well, and they really like him. And those are two younger options down the road. But for right now, I mean, I don't think there's any question. I'd rather see Dingler catch than Jake Rogers, and Jake Rogers is fine, but Dingler deserves to start more games.
Yeah, I'm not sure any of the starting pitchers are exceeding expectations. I think maybe they've, you know, probably got more out of Will Vest than most people would have thought in their careers, but I don't think they have a ton of people exceeding the expectations.
In the bullpen?
In the bullpen, yeah.
No.
Yep.
No, Canely is what I thought Canely would be. I think it'd be a nice addition to this back end of the bullpen, and Vest is really good.
So we have maybe a little bit with Mize, maybe not. Definitely with McKinstry, maybe with Perez a little bit, maybe with Dingler a little bit.
What about Colt Keith?
Is Colt Keith exceeding expectations? I think when you sign a guy who's never played a major league game to the kind of contract that they signed him to, that tells me that they had high expectations for him, and he's living up to them.
They definitely.
It was a bold move.
Yeah. They definitely had high expectations for him, but did the people? I don't know. I mean, this is a guy who last year played a lot, over 500 appearances in 148 games, ended up hitting 260. And what is he doing this year? 80 games so far. He's hitting 264, but the OPS has gone up by 110 points this year compared to what it was last year.
Which, considering where he is in his career, young 20s.
Maybe I think some people, I guess what I'm saying is I think some people might say he's exceeding the expectation, but to your point, and I agree with you, they had high expectations for him. There's no question there's one guy leads the pack. There's two guys lead the pack, McKinstry and Javi Baez.
Yeah. All right, so here is a question for the executives. Are the Tigers good enough to win the World Series? The response, if you're good enough to get to the playoffs and skip the wild card round, you're good enough to win anything. Skipping the wild card round feels like a big deal. We spent much of the football season talking about positioning to skip to get that first round bye, and the Lions accomplished that. The Tigers right now, to skip the wild card round, you have to be one of the top two division winners. So right now in the American League, that would be Detroit and Houston. Detroit has a 4.5 game lead over Toronto right now for the last – Toronto's in third. For the last spot in the getting the first round bye. So that's something we probably should be. We haven't even talked about that playoff positioning, and I don't want to start too soon. I don't want to start too late. I don't know. But that's something to shoot for this team, is try and not have to play that first round, then align your pitching exactly the way you want it for the second round of the playoffs. Because Detroit had to beat, of course, Houston last year and then go on and play Cleveland, and Cleveland won the series. And I think three of the four, am I wrong? Three of the four division, the teams that got byes advanced? I think that's right. If we go back and look.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But I would argue you definitely want that bye.
Oh, it'd be great. Yeah, any time to heal up and rest up. I think in today's baseball might be more important than what it has been in the past. I mean, because we've seen this before, the Tigers, and people said, oh, too much time off between the end of the season and the playoffs, and then, oh, they're rusty. You don't want to hear that. That sounds like an excuse when you see that.
Yeah.
But now, because of the way that pitchers are treated, maybe it's more beneficial to have some time.
It was three of the four that got the first round by advance. The one that didn't was Philadelphia. They lost in four games to the Mets, who made it all the way to the NLCS, lost to the Dodgers there. And, of course, the Dodgers went on to win the World Series. So 248-539-9797. Anyway, some interesting stuff there from executives, unattributed quotes regarding they did say of Gleyber Torres, Gleyber's made himself the most money, right? Out of every player in the majors, they think he's the guy that this year going into free agency is going to get the biggest boost. Gleyber bet himself with a one-year deal, and if he does it again in the second half, he's going to get paid. And the Tigers will probably let him walk and hope that one of those kids is ready. probably McGonagall would be the one. Maybe Jace Young, if he can make a run and they can move Cole Keith back to second. I don't know, but I'm guessing that they're going to be war chesting for Scoobal and probably have to let Gleyber go.
Well, I mean,
Gleyber, that's a whole other topic for another day.
Yeah, I mean, Gleyber Torres has played very well for the Tigers. He's played very well in his major league career. But, you know, is he deserving of a big contract in the offseason? Yes. Would it behoove the Tigers to give him that money, or should they allocate that money elsewhere? I think they can allocate that money elsewhere.
Yep. Okay, another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That coming up today at 12:35, 248-539-9797, 97.1 The Ticket.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.